Hello, beautiful soul family, and welcome back to You Freaking Got This. My name is Emily Marie, and I am your host. As always, if you are returning, hey, what is up? Hello, thank you for coming back. Thank you for your support. If this is your first episode here, hey, what is up? Hello, thank you for tuning in. I'm very grateful that you are here today. In today's episode, it will be a solo episode. I promise next week I will have my first guest of the new Rebirthed podcast on You Freaking Got This, but it will be a break from just me talking. Very excited for the first episode, or I should say guest episode, the next week. But today's episode, as we wrap up a month, the end of September, we're wrapping up a season. I mean, we've already shifted into fall. Go back to next week's episode if you'd like more around the fall equinox, the fall season in general, the energy around that, how it affects us in all of the different ways, mentally, physically, emotionally, energetically. That's all in last week's episode. So we're in that shift of a season. Then, not only is it a monthly shift, but we are at the end of a quarter. We are about to enter the last 3 months, the last quarter of 2023. This year has gone so quickly, especially the last few months have gone so quickly. We'll hear more about that in the energy update for today. But today's episode will be definitely a check-in. I'll share why I love to check in at the end of each month. I'm going to share a little bit about the quarter system I started to use at the beginning of this year, breaking the year down into, like, yes, month by month it's important to check in, but quarter by quarter, breaking down things by that. So I'm going to share how that's been working for me, what I even mean by that. I call it a quarter system. And then I'm also going to share an actual end of month ritual that involves a quarter that I've been doing, geez, I want to say it's definitely since the springtime, maybe a little before that, but an actual ritual you can use at the end of each month. I use it at the end of each month, and it's been a really great way to tune in, to slow things down, to set intentions for the month ahead, and energetically set the space for that as well. So we will definitely get into all of those things. Do my little announcements before we get into the episode, the energy update for today. But as always, if you could share, if you do find value, if you do find support from these episodes, sharing to your soul family, sharing to anyone you feel that could use this and could be supported by this. I have definitely been focusing a lot more at getting weekly episodes out here, content-wise. I've been writing a little bit more on my Substack, but you can go find more support over on my TikTok for sure, Instagram, all of the things. So, long story short, tagging me, sharing this, leaving a review on the episode, whatever feels best for you, whatever you have the capacity for. And then lastly, I know I did mention in last week's episodes, there's a couple of ways I am opening up space that you can work with me moving forward. I will have more coming up in next week's episode about that, but definitely excited to get my card readings going again. Those are going to be pre-recorded, so we don't even have to do a one-on-one necessarily. It's just super general support if you need it, what you're going through, lifting the veil, giving you clarity on whatever you need. So I'm excited to bring those back in. And then I do have a group space this next month, every third Thursday of the month, a group disconnect to reconnect meditation. So this one, it's going to be on October 19th, 4:30 to 5:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that is going to be a space where, again, we gather as a group, virtually disconnect from the outside world, reconnect with each other, with ourself, with our intuition, with our body. Will be this month, we're going to do the theme of shadow work. I talking a bit about that, where it's going to fall in the shift from Libra to Scorpio season. We will get closer to Halloween. So mine, Samhain, I should say, it's spelled Samhain. I always mispronounce that, but Samhain. And just the veil will be continuing to lift, lots of shadow work coming up as we get deeper into fall and winter. That is what this energy is about. So yes, group support monthly. I'm excited for those spaces to open back up. So more information to come, but that will be, save the date if you'd like to, Thursday evening, October 19th. So with all of that said, let's take a mini break, take a breath, take a stretch, grab whatever you need, and we will get into today's episode with the energy update. And welcome back. I hope that you got what you needed, created a little more space. We will start today with an energy check-in. What's going down up above in the stars that is affecting us down here below? As this episode, oh my god, I can't talk. As this episode goes out on the 28th, we are in a few different energies, feeling them pretty big right now, that are affecting us. Number one, wrapping up the last week, literally last days here of the Mercury retrograde 2-week post-shadow period. That will wrap up on the 29th. So over the past 6 weeks now, we've been moving through, since August 23rd, Mercury retrograde. We've been moving through a lot of different lessons with that. A lot of different things came up in that cycle for ourselves. Mercury retrograde in Virgo. Virgo is all about daily habits, routines. I know my daily habits and routines got really, really shaken up. And actually over the past few days here have been like, why don't I have energy to start those things again? Why don't I have energy to go back and, you know, do the same habits, do the same routines, just get into it, and really beating myself up about that? But that is just sharing that because maybe that's real for you. And I always know as we move in and wrap up a cycle, it's because old habits don't want to be repeated. We've learned new things about ourselves over the last few weeks, and we are being asked to, you know, do things differently, trust that things are going to change as we step into whatever is next, as we take the new action. And it's a very gentle place because it's like, okay, we get what we want to do, but we don't have the energy to do it. It's like I sink into just like scrolling on my phone or really escaping what I know the healthier thing to do is. And this is just really real right now. Again, as we wrap up a Mercury retrograde cycle, be very gentle with yourself. Habits and routines and, you know, taking action, starting to just do things one thing at a time. I know I learned a lot about releasing instant gratification, trusting in the process of just kind of like sitting in uncertainty, listening to my body, giving it what it needs, which is why it's a really interesting place right now as we start to pick up energy and things start to move forward. It is about like taking action one thing at a time, but knowing your capacity, not beating yourself up if you don't feel that full motivation, giving yourself rest if you still need to rest, doing things in little spurts. Again, knowing your capacity is huge. I think that's one thing that I really learned over this cycle. So being gentle with yourself as we wrap that up. Since August 23rd, you know, what has shifted, what has changed for you? Another huge cycle that is ending on the 29th, which, yes, Mercury retrograde, we moved through. We are also in retrograde season, so about just probably, don't quote me on this, but six to seven different planets are still retrograde. And then with that, we also have a super full moon in Aries happening on Friday the 29th. this super full moon. I have many episodes, each energy update I've talked about this since I started back up the podcast again, but since July 3rd, we have been in a super full moon portal, a super full moon journey. Super full moons are just extra energy of a full moon. Full moons come in to illuminate. Full moons are all about releasing endings to new beginnings. And I don't want to get too far into that because every single episode I have a episode dedicated to the super full moon cycle. But that being said, the energy has been supercharged month to month since July 3rd. So on July 3rd, August 1st, we had another one, August 30th, and now September 29th. We have been in a growth portal, expediting our growth, lots of awakenings, spiritual awakenings, what that means to me, and I've experienced many of them, and what it means to me now is like, my beliefs are changing. Something that I once thought was, you know, the truth is not the truth anymore. So really awakening around what isn't working out, things being super illuminated during the months that, you know, like, okay, this isn't working out. This feels super crunchy. You're going to hit like a wall. You're going to hit this feeling of rock bottom, a super contraction to create more expansion awareness in your reality. But since July 3rd, I mean, look back, what's been going down? July, August, September, how are we at the end of September? So it's a very powerful, powerful time, check-in point, to check into that cycle for yourself. What has gone down since July 3rd? July 3rd to August 1st is a great check-in point. August 1st to August 30th, August 30th to September 29th to right now. You know, how has your reality shifted? What have you been moving through? Take some time out for yourself. Create the space to check in to, you know, just create more awareness, more acceptance around what's going on. With that being said, the super full moon in Aries, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. Aries is all about leadership, self-leadership, forward movement. So the energy is picking up. Things are shifting. Things are changing. Things are picking up again, momentum and forward movement. And with that being said, I don't want to talk too much in this episode because I'm sure I'll dedicate a full episode to it, but October we have eclipse season coming up, so there's still going to be a lot of change, a lot of things shifting in October, not needing to attach, really using the lessons of letting go of instant gratification, needing to know what's next, using the lessons we've been learning in this super full moon cycle about creating safety for ourselves within the unknown, within the uncertainty. We've learned a lot of tools over the past few months that are continue to help us as we shift through eclipse season in October. I'm not going to lie, we're still going to be moving through a lot of uncertainty here, but I don't know if you can feel it. It's almost like there is a full circle like feeling here, full circle endings to new beginnings coming, but it's like the new beginning, and this is where eclipse season comes in. It's like two different paths. And I know I am feeling this, and just a lot of people around me too. It's like, okay, we've been through a lot. We're continuing to understand, but we've integrated a lot of, again, that full circle experience is coming up, but it's like, okay, so now what? What is the next step? And I know that's very elusive. Is that the word I want to use? And I always have to do this. I'm not going to question what I'm saying. I know it's resonating and it's landing, and I also know it's a little all over the place. But what I'm trying to say is, like, it's almost like we're at a crossroads. We've been on a long journey. We entered the bridge on July 3rd. We hit our checkpoints, you know, August 1st. We went through our next trek from August 1st to the 30th. Then we went through another trek, the 30th to the September 29th. And it's like we're finally getting off the bridge. We are going to continue moving over this shaky ground, but things are going to continue to form and shape. Clarity will come sooner than you think. Trusting through the eclipse. I know that I've been saying, you know, that metamorphosis is happening. It's like the caterpillar in the cocoon, this journey of July 3rd till September 29th. And we've been in the cocoon and we've been transforming and we can feel our wings and we can feel the expansion and we can feel what's next. And again, it's almost that process all over again. But no. I don't want you to lose hope. Know that answers are coming. Know that like a new beginning is here. There is forward momentum, but it is a very funky feeling. There is a lot of right now coming up of like things that don't feel great. Usually when I shift through this process of like new beginnings, things ending. Again, we were talking about the energy of creating new habits, but not necessarily having the energy or the motivation to do it. There's this really funky period of these growth cycles that I've experienced too many times before to not know it's real, but like where it's almost, again, like you hit a wall. You're like, so many things have changed and so many great things have happened, but it's almost like you can't focus on that. You're focusing on what hasn't happened yet, what you haven't done, the things you need to start doing. And unfortunately, we can't rush that space. That's a very important space to express. You know, either grab your journal, brain dump what isn't working for you, what you don't like, find a person to talk to, a safe space to just express and like not feel that judgment of what you're saying. It's almost just there's so much muck that's coming up, making us doubt what's coming up next. It's very important to express it, release it, get it out. This super full moon in Aries is very much about releasing. So again, checking in the past few months, what maybe doesn't feel good? What are you realizing? You know, I wish I would have done that, or I wish I would have started that, like releasing that judgment, that guilt around it for sure, but knowing there's something there, knowing you're also very clearly telling the universe, I'm done with this, and it's hearing, I'm ready for this. Even if you don't know what you're ready for, or you can't communicate yet what that next thing is, but you're so hung up on like, I know I don't want this, I know I don't want that, that's a very important, beautiful place to be, because that is that shift, that is that transformation. And using that muscle, as I hope that you have learned, and something that I've definitely taken away, but trusting in the uncertainty, trusting in your process, trusting in, you know, the unknown and the ups and downs of the growth cycle that we've been through. Continuing to trust in what you can't see. That's a very big theme that is going to continue to play out. Know that currently, as we shift into this week, like it is at an all-time high, this feeling of and just like feeling at full capacity. Aries is very, very fiery. There's a lot of frustration, fear coming up to the surface. There's a lot of doubt in, again, this uncertainty of what we can't see. I invite you to release. What do you need to release under this full moon? Give it up, let it go, release it. Know that it is going to be taken away from you and a new beginning is going to start. And I know that there is, again, I've been here too many times before, experienced these cycles too many times before for myself to know that this is like very true. Trusting in what you cannot see right now, trusting in what's next, holding your vision, grounding into that. I know it might not make sense because, again, there's so much unexpectedness in the outside, but it's important to find that space to slow down, connect in with you, connect to your intuition, connect with your breath, but really tune out the noise, tune into what's real right here, right now. And like, what do you want? What does your soul want? Tune into that. It might feel crazy. Like an example for me is like my soul wants to sit down and record these podcasts. My brain wants to go into, you have so many things to do and this and that, and just so many different avenues of like spiraling into what other people think if I take time to do this podcast and et cetera, et cetera. But my soul knows I need this space to keep showing up. And so it's just following whatever that is for you, following your vision, even if it doesn't necessarily make logical sense yet, there's something there moving you forward, trusting your process. So, again, thank you for sticking with me. I know that was a little all over the place, but no, there is full circle endings, new beginnings opening up. Trusting yourself, trusting your process is key. Reflecting what's gone down since July 3rd through August till right now. Isn't it beautiful how that also kind of lines up with the fall shift? Summer started June 20th, but summer was also July and August. So what did you shift through? Really creating the space between what went down now. And that's naturally, as you reflect on that and create that space, it's going to allow more integration of what went down and allow more space into what is going to come. Separating both, allowing you to leave behind what didn't work out, take forward with you what did, and step into what's next. There is a lot of letting go of what you thought would happen, expectations, again, what you're maybe like. Human thought the manifestation would be letting go of what hasn't happened yet, knowing that things are coming. What is meant for you will not miss you, opening yourself up to trusting in that. And I will just end the energy update and then we'll get into the part two of today's episode. But just don't lose hope, continue to show up. If anything, let this be a reminder that things are going to continue to shift. Things are going to continue to play out. It's important to continue to show up. I know I'm exhausted, like, not lie about that. Again, give your body what you need, nourish yourself, know your capacity. But don't give up, don't lose hope. You've got this. Again, it's a big illumination right now, lots of energy, lots of things being stirred up, lots of boundaries being rearranged, but you freaking got this. So, that is the end of my energy update, my energy rant. I hope that supports, just give you a little more clarity on why things might feel crunchy, on why things might feel exhausting. Like, we are wrapping things up. We are beginning a new cycle. That is always exhausting. And it's also very exciting. And there is no rush here. Even though it feels like we need to move forward, just trust the energy to support you, to continue to move you forward. Let's take a mini break. Grab water, grab a stretch. I'll play our little music break, and then we'll get into part two of today's episode about monthly check-ins, my quarterly system I've been using, and an actual like end of month quarter ritual that you can use. Welcome back to part two of the episode. Maybe this is your part one if you did not listen to the energy update. But in this part, we are going to talk about just the value of that I found learning this year, checking in month to month, slowing things down and creating the space to do that. I will share an end of month ritual I've been doing since January that's been really just fun and something that supported me to create that space at the end of each month. And then since it's the end of a quarter, I'm going to talk about my quarter system. And I started that back in, I want to say, probably the springtime. And it's been really supportive in breaking down my year, making, you know, my to-do list seem a lot less overwhelming. So we're going to get into all that. Before I started to really celebrate the seasonal shift, or even just started to become more aware and like make a lot of changes, and that brought me to the path and where I am today, and like my belief system, I did not check in at all. There was no daily checks, there was no journaling, there was no celebrating the seasons, there was no monthly check-ins, there was none of that. So this has absolutely been a practice over the years getting to this place. But if I knew what I knew today, I wish I would have started doing it back then. Slowing down and the value of checking in at the end of each month before a new one begins has been absolutely life-changing for me. There is so much that we go through on a day-to-day process, on a weekly process, through our months, that I know from experience, if you do not take the time to slow down, to reflect, to check in, okay, what did I go through? What did happen? The days stack up, the weeks stack up, the months stack up. Before you know it, it's 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. I mean, yes, time is a player in that, but the way that we slow time down is to create the space to check in. And so, again, just the value of checking in at the end of each month has been so big. You can break it down even further. You can check in at the end of each of your week. I know I like to say that I do that, but I definitely try. But it's, again, the weeks go fast. I'd like to always try to check in daily. I used to journal daily, but now I work 40 hours, a little more maybe each week. I just work, I do other things. I'm trying to make a lot of life changes, which takes time and energy. And so journaling every day is definitely not something I do anymore. But journaling every day at the beginning of my morning, that's always a great check-in, from breaking down, leaving behind, what went down yesterday, not taking it into today. So journaling is always a great daily check-in, but what I'm trying to say is sometimes you don't have that space. And so before you know it, it is the end of your month, and it is what I have learned to create space to slow time down a little, is just checking in with yourself, grabbing your journal, grabbing a piece of paper, writing down, what went down during your month. Maybe you don't even have the space or the capacity to write, but just taking the time to kind of think about what went down. That's why I love astrology cycles so much, and why I think it is so important to slow down and check in. Like I was saying in the energy update, what we're wrapping up a super full moon cycle that started July 3rd. So much has gone down since July. And so again, slowing down to check in, reflect what has happened for you. That is a very powerful thing to do. So it's the end of your month, checking in for yourself. I know I'm getting repetitive now, but there's just so much value in that. You can break it down even further. You can use the new moon to do a check-in. You can use the full moon to do a check-in. But just slowing down, checking in with yourself, tuning into you, your reality, tuning out of the outside world, and just giving that little peace and time to yourself, that can change a lot. That will start to support you in creating space, and you'll learn, it's a practice to continue to show up to that every month. And that's just something that I've learned, very valuable this year. Going off of that and the importance of checking in, at the end of each month and really breaking down your time like that, I learned the value at the beginning of this year, and I've been practicing this kind of a quarter system, and the months go by very quickly, the days go by very quickly. I know I used to, especially before the beginning of this year, had such an unrealistic expectation of myself and a to-do list, and like the things I would get done after I would work, after I would do the things I need to do in a day. Like, obviously, we have things that we have to continue to take care of, right? So I would make such unrealistic expectations of myself. I did not really honor my capacity, and I would always, every day, have this big to-do list that would stack up, that day by day would go by. I wouldn't get stuff done. I wouldn't cross stuff out of it. The month would go by. I wouldn't cross stuff off of it. And it just felt very overwhelming, and it felt very, I just felt like shit about myself. Like I wasn't getting stuff done, and I would continue to come back to this list and be like, where did all this time go? I had time, but I didn't do it, and it would just be this icky mess of me feeling like shit at the end of each month. I've been saying if we don't create that space to like slow down, check in with ourselves, check in with our capacity, and be like, what is going on? It's just going to continue to stack up. It's just going to continue to go. And it's years and years go by, weeks and weeks and months go by before we realize, like, we've hit this rock bottom. We've hit this place of like feeling like absolute blech, and something has to change. Definitely, again, slowing things down to break things up into month by month. But then when it comes to like a to-do list, breaking it more into a quarter system. And so those big overwhelming things that you continue to put on your list that you feel like you don't check off on a month-to-month basis, put that in your quarterly bucket. Put that in, well, I'm going to take care of this, and this is going to get wrapped up by the end of the quarter. So I started to give myself like 3 months. Do you know how quickly a month goes? How quickly 2 months goes? How quickly 3 months goes? But continue to showing up to like that thing that you say you're going to take care of. Either maybe all in one, you finally in one of those months in the quarter have the capacity, the energy to do it, you just get it taken care of. Maybe it's each day, you knock away at it, you cross something off, and by the end of the quarter, it's fully complete. Because yes, we still have to show up things day to day, week to week, month to month, but again, those bigger overhauling things that you continue to beat yourself up for not getting done. How can you maybe shift your perspective and put that in like a quarterly bucket and start to create a quarterly system for yourself? Which is why we're talking about this as we wrap up the end of a quarter. Taking away a lot of like judgment and guilt and shame and just those bigger like frustrations and that blech type of energy around not getting things done. It's supported me to understand my capacity more, to honor my capacity more. Even like the bigger things on my list that maybe I haven't gotten done within this quarter that I'm wrapping up, I'm so much farther along in the process of getting that bigger overhauling task on my to-do list done than I ever had been before. Using this quarter system and giving myself more space and time to get things done, using my monthly check-ins, creating space for myself to tune in and slow down, break up what happened from 1 month, not carry it in with me to the next month. It has definitely supported me to stay much more intentional, much more grounded, much more focused. I'm learning to enjoy the process, understanding things don't happen overnight, and again, not to like freaking get be so hard on myself for something not happening overnight or not happening the next day. Those have been very powerful tools of support for me this year, again, to create a life of intention, to slow things down even more, create the necessary space for myself, but making that quarterly to-do list, not holding yourself, I need to get it done this month, I have to do it today, really helping me to soften, be more compassionate with myself, be a little more gentle with myself. So if you are looking for that, that is a great tool. And again, just that monthly end of the month, before the month starts, check in, slow down, what's gone down, what has happened, what has changed, what do you want to leave behind, what do you want to take with you. And beyond journaling and using that as a tool and a marker each month, an actual ritual that I have used at the end of each month is a cinnamon quarter. I saw this on TikTok. A cinnamon quarter, and it is all about calling in abundance. What it helps me to do, again, it creates space, helps me to slow down, tune out of what is going on in my external experience, tune into, again, what do I want, listening to my intuition, nurturing that relationship. What you need is a quarter, like a coin, cinnamon. That's literally it. There's so many different rituals and ways to do this, but cinnamon is a spice of abundance. I don't know why a quarter is used necessarily, but that's what I'm using. But what I do is I grab my quarter, I take my time, I should say, before I sprinkle my cinnamon. But I just slow down. Again, think about, create space. What is going on? What do I want? Set my intentions for the month. Just create a little more clarity, create some more space for myself. So, whatever that looks like for you, but definitely creating that space, that intention. And then with the cinnamon, you sprinkle the cinnamon on one side of the quarter, you flip the quarter, you sprinkle cinnamon on the other side. I put mine outside, like in my little meditation area on my planter, but with the cinnamon on it, I'll place it outside and I'll know, okay, it's outside, it's there for that month. I've created my intentions for the next month, created that space to understand, you know, what do I want to let go from the month before? And it's just like a literal tool, a check-in. To use, besides journaling, besides just reflecting on it, to create space and to create more intention in your month to month. I have the whole ritual if you want like more, because that was a pretty, I don't want to say lame explanation, but without visuals, it's actually kind of hard to explain. So I have a whole little series on TikTok with like literally how I do it. What it looks like and explaining it even more. Actually, link that down in the show notes below so you can actually see the physical ritual being done. And so, my monthly check-ins, my quarterly to-do list, my quarterly check-ins, my literal quarter ritual at the end of each month, they've just been such simple tools and simple mindset shifts, but very powerful and supportive tools to, again, create more space in my month to month, in my day to day, create more intention. I really feel like these tools have helped me to jump out of more of like a survival state and go, 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 and do, and more into like sustainability, more into a relaxed, regulated nervous system. And just have really allowed me to not beat myself up, to not feel so frustrated with myself, to give myself the space that my capacity needs to follow through and just really honor myself. And with that being said, I feel like the episode for today is pretty complete. Again, I hope these little shifts, these tools support you as much as they have supported me. Thank you for tuning in, for checking in today. As always, whatever you are moving through, whatever you are navigating, you freaking got this. And remember to tune in to next week's episode for our first guest. Have a beautiful week. Until next Thursday, you freaking got this, soul family.